You know, you quote from so many diverse sources, religious, mystical, different religious groups, science. You have all of these coming in. I think sometimes if you put all of those people in a room, there would be just one terrible fight, people gouging out each other's eyes because they're so diametrically opposed, at least as they conceive. Do you get arrows, spears thrown at you because you've challenged someone's concept?
I do turn to people. I've several times quoted Brian Swim, is a person who is a physicist, mathematical cosmologist. But he said that as a physicist and as a cosmologist teaching at the college level, he could not say what the great significance of what he's teaching was at the personal level. He's just not allowed to. I mean, that's not what scientists can do. So under the influence of Thomas Berry, he and of his own leadings, he left teaching in the academic situation, teaching physics in the strictly physics, in order to teach that what physics and other, you know, other scientific sources have discovered, what's the significance for the human being, for the self-understanding of who we are. So I guess that's, to me, is an example of the personal integration that's possible. And of course, he very carefully avoids language that will insult religious people or not be heard by religion, also avoid some scientific language that turn off scientists. So I guess I personally have only read about people who don't catch on, as I would see it, don't see this integration, which probably just dismiss it, but I haven't been personally confronted. Although I do, there are a lot of people who do recognize that this kind of integration is crucial to our future. I mean, we have to value what we're part of and know what we're part of, and that is that a person can find spiritual fulfillment in the context of as an earth being, somehow not leaving here. So it's a crucial story, which some people do know, do recognize its great significance. So they're the people I appreciate, and there's many of us. I feel myself part of a community that's working on this. I guess I would add to this something referred to earlier. This is another way of saying the great Christian insight. The Christian insight is the incarnational insight that this person, Jesus, was sacred. That's what this human, physical human being was in some sense sacred, was in some sense God. And that's the same thing that this is about. It's about an incarnational worldview, which perhaps is becoming available to us in a way that was not available in the past couple of centuries because of the mechanistic science, but now it's available that in fact a person, that this incarnational worldview is in fact available to us. We can participate fully in the earth and in the sacred depths simultaneously.